You're listening to BMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network, global food for thought.
Welcome to eBay Radio's Open Phones,
where it's our turn to get feedback. Here's Griff.
This Open Phone segment is sponsored by GoDaddy Online Bookkeeping. Put your eBay small business finances on autopilot. You know, we kept our guests over. They're going to be here to answer questions. That's Kelly Dickey, shipping manager for eBay, and Nick Coleman. He's the account manager for USPS. And together, they've done some great things, along with the silent partner in the room right now, which is our third-party partner, Pitney Bowes. I think most people know we work closely with them as well. Mm-hmm. So we're taking your calls on any topic normally, but let's try to... If you got a question that's specific about USPS and shipping and eBay and shipping, you've got the two people here who can help answer those questions.
And we do have one thing to get out of the way before we, because I want to hear his other four things also.
Yes,
please.
You got it.
Wait a minute.
He's champing at the bit.
Yeah, well, this is something brand new that we've never done, and Griff doesn't even know about it at this point, okay?
I don't.
I was thinking about those poor underserved people in our chat room who never get anything, you know, special. So I'm giving them something special today. I announced a contest.
Yes.
And I didn't announce it over the air because I only want somebody who's in the chat room to win it.
Ooh.
Okay? And so we've got someone on the line who thinks they know the answer. So now I'm going to give the question. Okay. I was thinking about the poor people in all the ice and storms today, and here I am down in San Diego in 70-something degree temps.
Oh, rub it in.
So I did a contest. There is a phrase in a song that says, "Storms never last, do they, baby?" That's the phrase. First person to call in and tell me not only the name of the song but who wrote it wins a free night at the eBay Radio Party and Conference in June, 17th, 18th, and 19th at Bally's Hotel.
Oh, I know the answer.
Free room night. Okay.
Is it Macklemore?
Kathy in Denham Springs, Louisiana, known on eBay as Ramabel. What is your question or comment, Kathy?
Well, I believe I have the answer to your question.
Okay.
The name of the song is Storms Never Last, written by Jesse Coulter.
You got it. Jesse is Waylon Jennings' wife, and a lot of people thought Waylon wrote that song. He did not. It was written by his wife, Jesse. So you win the room, free room night, and what you do is send me email, please, lee@voicemarketing.com, and I'll tell you how you're going to get what you're going to get, okay?
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you. Kathy, what do you sell on eBay?
I sell mostly books, but anything else I can get my hands on that I think I can make money on.
And you love the post office, don't you? You love USPS.
Oh, you bet I do.
Kathy, thank you.
I can sit here at home and stick it in the mailbox, walk across the street, stick it in the mailbox, and they pick it up, and I don't have to do any driving or anything.
That's the best part.
Kathy, this is Nick with the Postal Service.
Thank you. And
I print it out
on my computer through eBay, so...
Well, you've got
PayPal.
You've got Nick with the Postal Service who wants to talk to you, Kathy.
Kathy.
Okay.
Thank you. We really appreciate your support and your partnership.
And thanks to my little mail lady who's a sweetheart.
You know,
awesome.
And she brings up something interesting. You form these relationships with your postman and your post op, the clerk who comes by. Even the guy, he hates my dogs because he's and I keep them separate. But we become very friendly, you know, and you leave them something on the holidays, mm-hmm. and that's important.
Hey,
has
anybody ever answered the question, why do some dogs only bark at the mailman and not at other strangers that come to the door?
That's an interesting question.
It is, because a lot of them do.
Yeah.
Ours don't like UPS.
Good answer.
Those are smart dogs, and Nick can't say a word.
No comment.
We love our other partners. Let's be clear about this. We don't want to, you know, discourage other businesses.
Kathy, but. Congratulations for winning the contest, and I look forward to seeing you in Vegas in June. Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30 if you'd like to speak to these people. But in the meantime, we're going to have Nick give us those
Continue.
Other four thingies.
Okay, we'll be brief on this. Whoever wants to find a USPS location, if you're mobile, you can go to USPS.com.
Oh, yeah.
You can find one of our sites, one of our locations, or one operated by one of our contractors. filing domestic and international claims, we know, has been something that is important to eBay sellers. You can do those claims online now.
Yeah.
So make sure you know where to go. It's USPS.com. Ordering priority mail supplies and also co-branded eBay U.S. postal supplies. You can do that online, and you can go to the eBay supplies page if you want the co-branded supplies.
Oh, I love those.
Those are great. I think eBay sellers combined for about 4.5 million priority mail co-branded boxes last year. So those are really popular. Make sure you get out there and order those just in case you want to do some things to brand your own business. And also for buyers, and sellers can also mention this to buyers, you can take advantage of our hold mail service by going to USPS.com. So if buyers are out of town, they're planning on going on vacation, but they still want to receive their mail, they can have us hold their mail for them at no charge.
And that's cool because I've even got those requests, and I don't sell that much. So that's a good thing to have. So our phone number here is 888-723-4630. If you've got a question about USPS or about eBay shipping, you've got two people here could answer those questions.
Jim in Cincinnati, Ohio, known as on eBay as King James Trading Post, has a question or comment. Hi, Jim. What is it?
Oh, hi. I just really got a lot of complaints with the post office. Like today, for instance, I basically spent my entire morning. I mailed a package. The buyer filed a complaint against me, said the item wasn't received. You can't get hold of the 800 number at the USPS. You call your local post office, it's busy, they don't answer. Luckily, I ran out there and caught the mailman, who also sells on eBay. And he told me what happened was the buyer, when they got the package, it said it was delivered to my zip code. So they were confused what happened. My mailman told me, he said they probably marked it as scan delivered instead of scan received. So this buyer thinks they're not getting their package, or I don't know how to mail a package to their address. So they're filing complaints. That's number one. Number two, I mailed a package out on December 22nd out to California. This buyer still has not received his package, doesn't know where it is. I mean, they have my return address. It never gets sent back. It's lost. You know, nobody knows where it is. You open up case numbers, and that's basically does nothing. You can keep the case number, but it doesn't do anything. They never find packages. My feeling is if you mail something, anything, and it gets lost or the post office can't find it, you're never going to get it back. It either sits there or just nothing happens. And I was wondering if you have anything to say about that.
Nick?
Yeah, Jim, first of all, I empathize with everything that you just said and the experience that you shared with us. I would like to get your contact information, if possible, maybe offline so we can talk about these specific situations. And just so you know, we have a group of dedicated professionals in our business service network that I'd like to loop in to see if we can help address those specific situations.
Oh, okay.
Can I also take a moment to plug Ship Cover Insurance?
You can, yes, go ahead.
So I understand, you know, USPS is a huge company, and they are doing the best that they can. And we do offer both USPS and Ship Cover Insurance through the label platform. And sometimes sellers find that Ship Cover is a bit easier for them because you can file the claim through my eBay. And everything is handled within your eBay account.
Yeah.
And that, you know, frees up your time to focus on other things and to worry less about claims being filed against you. And in the meantime, USPS will continue to do everything that they can to improve the process. And like Nick said, we hear your feedback. So when we get direct feedback on issues with USPS claims, I contact Nick, and Nick does a great job of following up with our sellers. So
these
we will definitely do that.
These are for inexpensive items, too. I mean, they're not they're under $10 items.
Yep.
And I don't know if it's worth doing that. And I also have one more complaint before I forget about it. During the Christmas holidays, I dropped off a package at the post office. I don't think he was working behind the desk, but this guy working there, I think he was a delivery man, he picked up my package and slung it on the conveyor belt, just threw it there. And the buyer called me back, and the package arrived broke, and I had to give them part of their money back. And I just think that's uncalled for.
I agree.
The guy, I said, excuse me, sir. I said, that's fragile. And just, like, no response.
Jim, I agree with that as well. And again, if we can get some time offline, love to follow up on that that issue as well.
So how do we get the two of you together?
Yeah.
Well, I can provide my contact information now, or I can, I'm not sure if that's appropriate.
It's appropriate. It's appropriate.
Sure. Jim, if you'd like to give me a call at 206-734-9719. I know a lot of other folks will have that number now, too.
They will. But, they will.
Feel free to call me, and I'll call you back if I get...
So for a good time, call Nick at 206-734-9719. Okay, Jim?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much, Jim. We certainly appreciate your call. Bob in Menlo Park, California, known on eBay as Racer Trek. What's your question or comment, Bob?
Hi, I had a question about global shipping, and your call screener wasn't sure if you were taking questions on that or not.
Let's do it.
I think we can, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure, go ahead.
My question, I have about three questions on global shipping, and they're all related to a problem I had with a damaged item. So my first question is, priority mail from my door to the portal at your Erlanger warehouse delivery center, any insurance, damage, lost, that's my responsibility. Is that correct?
Yes, correct. So for the domestic leg to the warehouse, that is your responsibility.
Right, okay.
So Bob, let me stop you only because we're about to go on a break. But we'll hold you over on the line, and if you guys can stay,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. So then we'll take the other parts of your question. We get back.
Okay.
After
thank you very much.
Okay. So don't hang up. Don't hang up.
Don't go away.
Okay.
I won't. Yeah.
Because now I'm not hallucinating. There's the music. This open phone segment was sponsored by GoDaddy Online Bookkeeping. Put your eBay small business finances on autopilot. Call us now at 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630, and we will be right back with more of eBay Radio.
A brief history of shipping items, brought to you by Indicia, the leading e-commerce shipping software. The Transcontinental Railroad. Not a bad idea. Problem was, if you weren't at the train station, they would leave your package at the nearest saloon. And a fight would typically break out and men with big mustaches would fall on the packages containing grandma's precious dishes. Luckily, people today have Indicia, so you can get packages to your eBay customers easily and quickly. For a free 30-day trial, visit Indicia.com/eBayRadio. That's Indicia.com/eBayRadio.
You can easily stay up to date with all the latest eBay Radio news, guests, tips, and techniques wherever you are by subscribing through iTunes or our RSS feed. Simply click on the links in the upper left-hand corner of the archive's homepage at voicemarketingradio.com or do a search in iTunes for eBay Radio and click on our logo. Don't forget to save the link. Then call 888-RADIO-30 and tell us where you listen to eBay Radio.
When eBay seller David Hutchinson needed cash for his business, he turned to CabbageWithAK.com. He says he compared Cabbage with other companies.
The interest rates were considerably higher, more red tape in that they don't understand what most e-commerce businesses do.
He explains why Cabbage is better than the others.
Well, they finance the actual user. They don't base everything on just the numbers. They want to know more about the business. They really want to know what your challenges are as an e-commerce seller, how they can potentially fill some of the gaps.
He says it didn't take long to get his cash.
Instantaneous. It was a matter of minutes.
How was David's Cabbage experience?
It's a good source for me, kind of a bridge between me tapping into my lines of credit for smaller purchases. It's absolutely great for quick buys on tools that may crop up when I don't want to necessarily take it out of a reserve account.
For more information, visit CabbageWithAK.com, providing working capital to online sellers just like you.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community, number 237.
Dana Crawford is CEO of Power Selling Mom, Inc., a certified eBay business consultant and an eBay Hall of Famer. She's known on eBay as top-rated seller Dana. She says when treasure hunting, bring your tools.
Number one is eBay Mobile. Back in the day, we would just bring stuff home, look it up, and then, oh my, it's not worth that $1,000 it used to be. And so thanks to eBay Mobile, we're not wasting time and money. And then the next thing to always have is a magnifying glass. They're a must. You can look at labels. If somebody's asking high dollar for a piece of silverware, you definitely need your magnifying glass to research it.
Stay connected to all three eBay Radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome to another eBay Radio open phone segment. Call us at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-RADIO-30 or 888-723-4630. Our lines are open. Here's Griff.
And this open phone segment is brought to you by Indicia, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping. Share your innermost eBay thoughts about USPS or shipping right now at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. With us is Kelly Dickey from the USPS shipping team. I mean, the eBay shipping team. And Nick Coleman, who is from USPS. He's the account manager for eBay in general, right?
That's right, yeah. You
know, we're not your only company, though.
Well, I got to tell you really quickly here. I know we're not cheating on time,
are you?
But this is something big that I didn't mention before. We've revamped and put more focus on our top customers and our top partners. I got to tell you, eBay is at the very top of that list.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah, and that means the eBay community is very, very strategic to the Postal Service.
Great. Now, last we left, we were on the line with Bob in Menlo Park, California. He had some questions.
Okay.
Continue, Bob.
Thank you very much. First of all, I would compliment the guy from USPS. My particular postal carrier is really excellent and has made statements that the value that I bring to the post office helps keep them in business. So I just wanted to pass it along. Not that it makes a difference. My second question about global shipping, and all of my questions relate to a claim that I actually had and dealt with eBay, which is in the process of being resolved. The second question is, once the package arrives at Erlanger, is the package opened in Erlanger?
Usually it is.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So when the package is dispatched from Erlanger and goes to the buyer, then the insurance and or damage responsibilities from the Erlanger portal to the buyer's portal, that is eBay global shipping responsibility. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. When the buyer contacts the seller about a damaged item,
mm-hmm.
What is the process? Now, what I did is I responded.
I'm sorry. You know what, Bob? We've only got a minute or so, so you have to be really fast.
Okay. Basically, I've been told two different answers. What is the responsibility of the seller to deal with the buyer? Do I send them to eBay customer service to deal with it, or do I refund their money and deal with eBay customer service myself?
Good question.
That is a good question.
Kelly?
So my understanding is that if the item is not as described, then it's the fault of the seller.
We're talking about damaged.
If it's damaged, I think you would go through eBay customer service. The seller would. I believe the seller would, because it's their item that was damaged in transit.
Right.
But what I can do is I can follow up with our global shipping team and make sure that we get you a clear response so that you're not having to call around.
Sure.
Yeah, and so my concern with that, Kelly, and we will follow up with you, Bob, and let our audience know as well, is that we say that it's not the seller's responsibility. That means we shouldn't be putting any onus on the sellers. So
what I wanted to tell you is I've been given two distinctly different answers by eBay Global Shipping to that specific question.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Do you mind sharing with me your seller ID again, and we can follow up with you?
No, I mean, yes, I do. I don't mind. It's RacerTrek, RacerTrek.
Bob, thank you so much. I'm sure she'll get in touch with you.
Yes, and Bob, send me an email to follow up as well. It's griff@ebay.com.
Okay, and we'll take good care of you. Thank you so much. So we also have this Contact Us button on the eBay radio player, and Martha Oberman from Dallas, Texas, known on eBay as Her Wool Dallas, asked this question: what is the USPS view on the new restrictions on shipping to Russia?
This is a good one, actually, because obviously we're well aware of it. Nick and I have been emailing back and forth, and I won't speak for you, Nick, but overall the good news is it doesn't seem to be affecting USPS packages, which
is great. That's correct. Right now, it's really, my understanding, it's right now, it's just affecting
Express carriers,
yeah, express carriers.
So for anyone who's not aware, Russia Customs has put in some really tight constraints on shipping packages to individual customers, not to businesses. And it really seems to just apply to Air Express carriers. Right. So those are people like DHL and UPS. And they're saying we need the customer's passport number, their ID number, all of this additional paperwork. And so DHL is really struggling, along with the other carriers, to adapt and have really stopped their shipments into Russia. Meanwhile, the good news is, plug, USPS has not.
That's really good news, and we want to make sure that the eBay community realizes that we have not stopped our service to Russia.
So. And global shipping now covers Russia as
Exactly.
well.
Exactly. So this should not affect global shipping. They're obviously looking into it. The other good news is our seller standards team and our EBP, the buyer protection team, is involved, and they are closely monitoring it so that our sellers and our buyers are not negatively affected by these changes that they have no control over.
And we have one more call. Can we take it?
We absolutely can. Lisa in Sun City, California. User ID Downtown Gypsies. What's your question or comment, Lisa?
Comment is, I think the post office is doing a great job with all my things. I've shipped over 10,000. I've had one lost.
Wow. That's a pretty good rate. Yeah.
That's a pretty good record. Yeah.
Lisa, thank you.
And see, we hear from the people who are complaining. We never hear from the people.
It's human nature.
Everything goes
well. When I turned on the show today, it was somebody complaining, saying, I got a problem with the post office.
And the complaints are legitimate as well.
They're doing a great job.
Well, thank you, Lisa. Mm-hmm. So we're just about out of time. Do you have any final words there, Nick?
Yeah, Griff, first of all, I want to thank you for having me on. You're a great host. Kelly, it's been great working with you, and I really appreciate you having me in. I just want to say how excited the Postal Service is about the relationship that we have with eBay and the eBay community. You guys have a choice. We realize that. And I'll tell you, we're just excited
about what's going
on in the future. So thanks again for having me on.
Thanks, Nick. Thanks, Kelly. This open phone segment was brought to you by Indicia. Stay tuned for more of eBay Radio in our second hour.
Here's a smart shipping tip to make your eBay sales flow smoothly. Brought to you by Endesha, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping.
Controlling cost is paramount to a successful business on eBay. Organizing your workspace is key to managing your costs. You need storage space that keeps your shipping supplies handy, plus counter space for packing. Shelving that allows air to circulate around your merchandise is vital. To protect items, try resealable sandwich bags, even in the larger gallon sizes. These can easily be slipped into a mailing box or bag upon purchase, with little further packing necessary. Use clear plastic tubs to organize and hold these bagged items. They're inexpensive and easy to label. Holding down shipping costs by organizing your back office keeps you ready for anything.
This tip is brought to you by Endesha, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping. Go to endicia.com/eBay Radio.
Cross-selling entices buyers into purchasing more of what you're selling. Unlike other cross-selling tools, Smart Gallery by PageMage lets you choose the exact items to promote. Selling silver earrings? Put jewelry boxes in your Smart Gallery. Selling shoes? Display matching handbags. Smart Gallery is a free eBay app. Feature related products or advertise your most profitable ones. Get started now with Smart Gallery at PageMage.com.
Let's face it, product sourcing for your business on eBay can be a real hassle. That's why Inventory Scouts offers a free business consultation for new subscribers. Inventory Scouts has product sourcing specialists specifically trained to help with all your inventory needs. Let them assist you with fast and free sourcing solutions from thousands of vendors, updated daily across all spectrums. Sign up now for your free account at InventoryScouts.com and find a goldmine of new opportunities today.
Your calls are eBay Radio's reason for being. But if you can't call in, simply email your question, comment, or listing dish request directly to us. Just click Contact Us on the eBay Radio player during the show. Fill out the web form and hit the Submit button. Griff and Lee can't promise to respond to every email received, but they'll certainly do their best. That's Contact Us on the eBay Radio player. Fill out the web form and hit Submit. We look forward to hearing from you.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to Lee at voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.